This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, December 16th. Well, folks, the market is trying to firm up here, but it's a Friday. There are weekly options now, so there is some option manipulation going on because of the fact that there's weekly options. There's also option expiration day later in the month. But the main thing is... On Fridays, the traders like to take the day off and get ready for the weekend, okay? And we're also in holidays now, so trading is going to be very sporadic. So don't let the gyrations bother you. The main thing that you should be aware of is that although the Fed has raised rates to be in line with market rates, the federal funds rate and the two-year treasury are now in sync. The Fed is now almost 75 basis points ahead of the 10-year treasury. The Fed still thinks they have to raise rates a little bit more, but that's not a given, okay? Because they have this thing called a dot plot where they survey their members how high rates need to go, and they essentially went from 4.6% to 5.1%. And but there's a big variation in the estimates, okay? And that means dissension is starting to grow among the Fed. So let's just step back and look at what they've done. They've destroyed the manufacturing sector. It grew for 30 straight months. It's underwater now. And things like new orders, backlogs, they're all gone, okay? So manufacturing's in trouble. Some of that's related to the housing market, you know, and housing sells slow while the sales of appliances and things like that slow down too. Okay, so they've killed housing, okay? They've killed manufacturing. And then, of course, yesterday we had a very bad retail sales report. The only thing good in retail sales was that spending in bars and restaurants were up. It was up technically 0.87%. They rounded up to 0.9. But other than that, you know, the truth of the matter is that they're doing a good job of pricking the economic bubble. The other thing I want to stress is a lot of our GDP growth has been coming from releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's been manipulating the trade figures. Almost all of third quarter GDP growth was due to that, okay? And a significant amount of the fourth quarter might be due to that too. So we had stunning retail sales in October, very disappointing retail sales in November, despite lots of Black Friday deals and all that good stuff. And so it looks like the holiday shopping season isn't going to be that good, okay? Online sales are down everywhere, you know, Amazon, Costco, you know, everywhere. So, you know, consumers are prioritizing their spending. So... where do we invest, okay? Well, you know, Adobe just had good earnings, okay? That's a monopoly, okay? Another place is obviously the energy patch. Now, I know a lot of you are still worried about crude oil prices, but this is a time of year where demand's low. It'll pick up in the spring. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve release will not be allowed by the new Congress, okay? So this is going to wind down and remove almost 1 million barrels a day off the crude oil market. And then demand goes up in the spring. The other comment I have is it's very cold. You know, you folks in the Midwest and are about to get hit by another Siberian front. Europe is really cold as well. In fact, you might have heard about the fish tank that burst in Berlin. It was the world's largest cylinder fish tank. But they said the cold outside is probably what caused the tank to break. And so Europe actually has very low natural gas inventories now. They bravely said they had plenty, but now they don't. And now they keep talking about natural gas price caps. So what Europe likes to do is they like to put a cap on everything just to mess up their markets further. So we'll see. Okay. But... energy is an oasis. Natural gas is definitely an oasis right now. Price has been gone up quite a bit. Crude oil being an oasis in the new year. Should go up no later than February. And any company that dominates its business is going to be fine. So it's really tough out there, folks, okay? I do know a lot of you don't like the gyrations, the liquidity pulsing in and out of the market. But I do want you to know, on a valuation basis, we're all washed up. You know, P ratios are ridiculous. You know, my small cap stocks are at 3 times next year's estimated earnings. My large cap stocks are at 7 times next year's estimated earnings. The S&P's 13.8, okay? So we're at half the P ratio of the S&P with a lot more sales and earnings growth. Now, we do have cyclical companies, okay? And but they're going to be in a positive cycle because of the supply-demand imbalances. So there's also some interesting developments going on internationally. You know, Russia's very upset that we want to supply Ukraine with those Patriot missiles. So we got to make sure things don't escalate, okay? Obviously, Ukraine is attacking Russian facilities deeper and deeper into Russia, okay? So it's not just a domestic offensive. It's expanding. So there are some wild cards out there, but all I can tell you is that when you look around the world, we're still the oasis, okay? So the main thing I want you folks to do is enjoy the holidays. The markets will continue to oscillate. The second half of December is better than the first half, okay, historically. So we probably should get in that holiday mood that should help firm up the market, especially the last week of the year, okay? So I just wanted to reassure everybody that our energy bets are fine, especially natural gas right now. Crude oil will be fine in the new year. Monopolies are good. And we'll keep using our vast databases, you know, to find the creme la creme out there for you folks. So you can be confident that when earnings come out, your stocks are going to be posting better sales and earnings. And everything I've seen, those earnings have been rewarded. So that's it. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care.